Hello, welcome to a beautiful podcast to fall in love, an unofficial Bachelor Nation show from TV Guide. I'm Liam Matthews, and joining me in TV Guide Mansion is my co-host from Ari Season and Bachelor in Paradise, the Jordan Peterson to my Slavoj Žižek, Jacqueline Trumbull.
Who's Jordan Peterson?
Oh, come on.
I'm just kidding. I know exactly who that is, and I can't believe you went there. Hello, we're back.
We're back.
We're back, baby.
Yeah, it's very exciting. Thank you for joining us. We're talking The Bachelorette. We're back for another season.
Yeah. God, I'm stoked to be here, especially with that intro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So today we'll be previewing Hannah Brown's season of The Bachelorette, mm-hmm. talking about our hopes and our concerns for season 15. What we think of her guys. We have some thoughts.
Yeah, a couple.
And we're going to play a Guess That Bachelorette game. So let's get to it.
All right.
So I'm going to start with questions for you.
Okay.
My first question is, what have you been up to since we last spoke at the end of The Bachelor?
I've been on essentially, I really shouldn't say this, essentially a drinking binge. I'm moving. I've got a couple months of traveling coming up. So our podcast will be brought to you by our TV Guide office and Asia.
Yeah.
Yep. And so I'm just seeing every single one of my friends before I leave the City of Dreams.
The City of Dreams?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you have some news you'd like to share?
Well, I'm going to grad school. You want me to say where, don't you?
You said you were going to say where.
I will say where at the end of our podcast season.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Let's get back to The Bachelorette.
Cool.
How do you think the season will be?
I don't know. I think I'm kind of looking forward to it because she is a different Bachelorette, at least. Obviously, we both have concerns about how unpolished she is. And her biggest problem is that she's not very good at improvising.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, it seems like once she warms up and gets comfortable, she's probably fine. So I think the first few episodes are going to be rough.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, it'll get good.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, she's just got to get comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm sure they are working with her.
Yeah.
You know, they might have to do more takes than they normally would. But
yeah. I mean, the nice thing about it is that she's definitely not like the typical, and not to insult JoJo Flesh, I actually like JoJo, but it's very obvious why men are attracted to JoJo. Like, mm-hmm. it's very, you know, of course she was going to get engaged at the end. Of course everything was going to work out. Hannah's a little bit rougher around mm-hmm. the edges and, you know, a little bit wackier. And like, and that's kind of cool to see a more unique, individualized love story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, she'll certainly be more vulnerable, like leading more with her neuroses or whatever.
Yeah. And the man who falls for her is going to probably maybe be a particular type of guy.
Yeah.
You know, not predictable.
Yeah. I have a lot of concerns.
What are they?
I just don't really like Hannah that much. Like, she's just not my, she's not my type.
Right, right.
That's really what it comes down to. So it's going to be, I will have maybe a harder time this season than with other ones just for that reason.
Who was your favorite Bachelorette?
Of the ones that I have watched, mm-hmm. Rachel.
Yeah, she was also my favorite Bachelorette, even though she was mean to me in a blog post. Haven't completely let that go.
Yeah.
But yeah,
yeah.
She's still my favorite.
Yeah, I mean, it's part of the game.
I know.
We're mean to people. We're mean to people on this podcast. We don't mean it. We don't mean it.
It's true. We don't mean it.
You're all fine, nice people.
Mm-hmm. Except for some of them.
Except for some of them. Some of them, not so much. But we will reserve that mm-hmm. for, you know, in person. So as a viewer, do you like The Bachelor or The Bachelorette better?
I'm so torn on this. I think now I probably like The Bachelorette better because I have less PTSD about it and kind of less jealousy, you know, like, you know, I have this problem. Like whenever I see things that I went through reproduced exactly, that bothers me. And it's like less like likely to happen on The Bachelorette. But I don't know. I feel like I may be used to like The Bachelor better. I would rather see how men fall in love with women.
Hmm.
You get both of that, I guess. But it's slightly more interesting. And obviously, I'd rather see more men than fewer men.
Mm-hmm.
What do you like better?
Just from like an ogling standpoint?
Yeah, just from an ogling standpoint. And it's nice to be able to be like, oh, you know, have a crush on them. Like my crush on Nick Vile that's been mm-hmm. very publicized.
Mm-hmm. Famous turtleneck wear.
By me. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got it going on.
I vastly prefer The Bachelor.
Oh,
the
really? Why? Because you don't like a bunch of dudes?
Yeah, what do I want to watch a bunch of dudes for?
Do you think it's actually a better show, though?
You know, the conflict between men tends to be less complex than between women.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that may be true.
You know, it's just sort of more...
Well, it's just a bunch of apes beating their chest for the first like six episodes.
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes even that can be compelling in like a sort of a gross way, like Chad Johnson. I think it gets old faster.
It's so clear who the sophisticated ones are then, the ones that stay out of it. And yeah, they get so, like when everybody hated Jordan Kimball in the beginning of, not that I'm his biggest fan, but the criticism was just so absurd. They're like, he's wacky. He's not taking it seriously. I'm like, no one should take this show seriously in the beginning. I mean, men get baited so easily on the show, which is pretty amazing to watch. Women do too, but I think men are worse and they take it to greater heights and stupidity.
Yeah.
So that's fun. That's fun to watch. And, you know, the other thing about The Bachelorette is that you watch it and you actually are watching a love story because they usually, not usually make it, but they often make it.
Yeah. That's actually something that I like a little bit less about The Bachelorette is that it's usually very clear from the beginning who it is. So it kind of removes some of the...
Literally the first impression Rose has been the winner for the past like five seasons.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it removes some of the drama, some of the unpredictability.
Yeah. Yeah.
For sure. Always watch stories to be surprised by them, but sometimes it's nice to be. But it is nice to watch actual love stories happen too. So I don't know. I just don't want to watch a bunch of dudes.
Yeah, that's totally fair. That's totally fair.
Do you think the show will be noticeably different without Elan Gale?
I really don't know what he was in charge of. Like, I don't know how they divvied up those responsibilities. I think actually Bennett might be more the veteran producer. But he's less comedic, so I don't know if some of that will go out the window. Bennett's my boy, so I would definitely not want to say that this show would decline with my dear friend at the helm.
I don't know if they've promoted, you know, like a second executive producer or
I haven't heard that they have. They may have. It's hard to imagine that one could just be disposable. Like if you go from two executive producers, how do you then just go to one Also, someone needs to be the producer of Paradise. I don't know who's doing that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because also, these people need to be able to see their families. Like, these producers have, it's a fun job, but it's kind of a rough life.
Yeah.
I mean, they're literally on the road like 6 months out of the year.
Yeah.
And, you know, they have kids.
Yeah.
So they need to promote someone.
Yeah. We might not know until the season starts airing and we look in the credits to see. Because I don't think they've announced anything.
No.
So we'll see.
I'm wondering if they'll promote from within or hire a new executive producer.
Yeah. I don't know.
Because I would have guesses if they're hiring from within.
He wasn't always the executive producer. Like before there was...
he was promoted from within.
Yeah. Before there was, you know, somebody else who... I don't remember her name, but she is really the one who is credited with like creating a lot of the feel of the show.
You
know, like the candles were her idea. So, you know, it's gone through many different incarnations. And, you know, people running the show. So we'll see, you know. But now we know he's not there. So we'll be watching closely.
Compare and contrast. Yeah.
All right. We're going to take a break. And we're going to come back and we're going to talk about the guys.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Okay, we're back. So ABC released the guys' names and headshots in March, like right after the Bachelor finale, which is the first time they'd ever done that. But they have not yet released the full bios. We're recording this on Friday, and it's going to go up Tuesday. So they're probably going to release them on Monday, and this episode is going to be irrelevant.
Yeah. We went on Reality Steve, though.
Yeah.
He only has like half of... Yeah. Half of them accounted for.
Well, and you know, we have the names and the, you know, the hometowns. And we have, that is enough to form
ready for some generalizations.
To form very strident opinions about these guys.
Yeah.
My first thought.
Okay.
Is that this is maybe the most unflattering batch of photos the show has ever released.
Horrible. And that was a low bar to begin with. Then you go on Reality Steve. These guys are all good looking.
Yeah.
What are they doing?
What are they doing? It's crazy. They put the photos through an uglifier. It's really nuts.
I know. And they've got airbrushing on their side. Like, there's so many things. I don't know how photo editing works, but there's so many things at their disposal to make these good photos. I remember not thinking that Peter Krause was attractive when Rachel's Guys came out, and then he was, you know, an Adonis. I don't know.
Strange. And some of these photos were, they weren't edited. Like, there was, like, some of the pictures, they had, like, shadows in them. Joey J's photo, you can see it's dark. There's shadow. This is fun.
I don't know why they went back to the teal. It looks like yearbook photos.
Yeah. Do you have any notes about guys who stood out to you? Because
I have some notes. Yeah, I have notes. Well, I got all this from Reality Steve.
Okay.
Yeah. Obviously, Tyler's super hot. He's the male model.
There were two Tylers.
Oh.
Tyler.
The really hot one. I think he actually might even have a good headshot.
Tyler C.
Yeah, I think that is the person.
This guy, he looks like Orlando Bloom. Mm-hmm. And he has a nice shirt on. Most of these guys' shirts are bad, but
that
this guy's shirt is
that
good.
Guy can't take a bad picture.
Yeah, this guy's hot.
That's the one good one. Hunter has amazing eyes, but I got that from Reality Steve 1. I said Grant's cute. Kevin is cute and also dumb enough to take photos from his hotel during casting weekend.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
You're trying to not be on the show?
Right.
What are you doing?
There was one who was literally like, tagged in Los Angeles in a hotel room. It was like, amazing weekend. Can't wait to hear back from these guys. I mean, what is he thinking?
They let him on, though. Maybe they were like, this is the right kind of dumb.
Right, the right kind of dumb. Yeah. Brian's a math teacher. He's pretty cute.
Yeah, he seemed nice.
Yeah.
On Facebook, all the comments were like, oh, he's my math teacher. He's my kid's math teacher. He's a nice guy. And like his photos from Instagram, he seemed like a nice guy.
Good math teachers can change your life.
Absolutely. I only have bad ones.
Yeah.
That's not true.
Luke is a 24 entrepreneur. I think we all know what that means. He doesn't actually have a company.
Yeah,
he's
right.
Just... You know what I think about a lot? I think about how my future husband will never get to see the 22-year-old tits that I wasted on entrepreneurs.
Yeah, you dated a lot of entrepreneurs.
We are putting that word in quotes.
What are they? Are they?
They're people who like start an app. They're not even rich.
Trust fund kids?
Yeah, some of them are. But they start anything and they just call themselves an entrepreneur so that they have a cool sounding title and can bed women. It's a women.
Yeah.
Take heed. Do not date an entrepreneur unless he has sold a company.
Right.
Right.
No CEOs.
That doesn't count either.
No.
You can
unless you're the CEO of like Goldman Sachs. Unless you're Lloyd Blank, fine.
Yeah. Ask how many employees they have. Not independent contractors. Employees. Ask how much funding they got and if they have sold a company, and after that also don't sleep with them because they're also an asshole.
Good advice.
Yeah, take it from me.
All right, Cameron A.
Oh, who's he?
He was on the finale.
Mm-hmm.
His picture, he looks like Evan Bass, but
oh yeah,
doesn't he look like Evan Bass. He looks like Evan Bass, but in reality he does not at all. He's very tall.
Okay.
And he rapped on the show. He actually got the...
He was one of the first five?
He got the rose.
Oh, okay.
He was the one she gave the rose to on the finale.
She was probably directed to do that.
Yeah.
My guess.
Maybe.
Connor works at Goldman Sachs and lives in Dallas, which
no
probably means he's a total wanker.
He's a terrible guy.
Yeah, total wanker.
Goldman Sachs, we're not cutting this. On the record, Goldman Sachs, one of the most evil companies in the world.
That's your Slavoj Žižek.
So Devin H, someone commented, why this man look like Chris the Goose?
How does he look like
he doesn't look like Chris the Goose. He has gelled hair. That's all. He has dark gelled hair. That's all. That's it. So he doesn't look like Chris the Goose, but he is wearing an Apple Watch. Three of these guys are wearing Apple Watches. What do you think of that? Our watch is impressive.
I never notice watches.
Yeah.
I do think it's kind of adorable, though, that men are really into them because it's like, you know, women have all of these accessories and men have just boiled it down to just one. The only one they get. Yeah. So they really have to care about it.
That's
and they
a good
care
point.
About it so much more than women care about any of their any of their accessories. I guess in sneakers. Liam's trying to cut down on his sneaker addiction.
Yeah. Sneakers are for... men who think watches are dumb. That's not actually true because there's like watch and sneaker guys for sure.
Mm-hmm. Ari was a big watch guy.
Yeah.
Big watch guy. Yeah.
Right. I think a lot of it comes down to what class you feel you belong to. So Jed is a country singer from Nashville. So he is top three for sure.
Yeah, there's a lot of Southern representation.
Yeah.
We knew we were going to get a singer from Nashville. Yeah. There are no other types of people who live in Nashville.
That's true.
They're all men who sing country songs. Yeah. Yeah,
that's true. Mm-hmm. It's a company town.
Yeah.
There's a guy named John Paul Jones.
John Paul Jones Arena. That's the UVA basketball court.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. Named for probably the naval commander, right?
I actually don't know.
Well, because John Paul Jones was a naval commander.
Did he go to UVA?
I don't know. Probably. And he was also the bassist from Led Zeppelin. It's John Paul Jones.
Oh, sweet.
So this guy, he's named after two very famous guys. And his shirt was way too big in his photo. They had him put his hands in his pockets because they were like, you can't have your shirt hanging that low. We can't have you, like, your shirt is going to be hanging off the edge of the photo if you don't pull it up a little bit.
Yeah, I can always count on you to see these types of things.
I have strong opinions on shirts.
It makes him look like he's never worked out a day in his life because he just is swimming in this giant shirt.
I'm sure he does. They all work out. And Jonathan S., the next photo in the gallery, mm-hmm. his shirt is too small. I mean, he looks good, but it's
like cutting
small.
Off circulation to his arms.
I mean, it's a short sleeve Oxford shirt. Oxford shirt's not supposed to be that tight.
There's a guy named Darren, who's the son of NBA player Mookie Blaylock.
Yeah, Mookie Blaylock.
Yeah, Reality Steve was talking about that.
Yeah, sad story.
Sad story, yeah. That could be, I wonder if that's going to be a point of
I'm
narration.
Sure it will be, yeah. Mookie Blaylock, he was a very good basketball player. He played for the Atlanta Hawks in the 90s. All-star, led the league in steals, but he has had pretty severe legal issues. You know, he killed someone in a car accident. They'll probably talk about that. Mm-hmm. That'll be part of his thing.
Yeah. I actually kind of like Chasen. He's a commercial airline pilot.
That's cool.
That is cool. And based on three Instagram photos, I didn't hate his captions. So good we're for getting married in paradise.
That's... Would you go on Paradise for Chasen? Chasen? How would you pronounce that?
I'm going to call him Chasen.
Chasen?
That's Pete Buttigieg's husband's name, right?
Oh.
Yeah. He's my current vote, by the way.
Yeah?
Yep.
That's nice.
I know.
I don't like Mayor Pete.
Who do you like?
Who do you think?
Who's the most socialist candidate we have?
Bernie!
Oh, God.
Oh, we don't have to get into this.
He was fine. And he had a really adorable photo with two of his friends. It's like, before we were a pilot, a producer, and a doctor, we were just three friends going on adventures in college. And it was really cute because he was dressed like a normal person. The producer was dressed like a hipster. And the doctor had like wire frame glasses on. And you could have predicted it. It was so cute.
All right. So we like him.
We like him for now. I'm done with my notes.
Okay.
That's all I have.
I noted Luke P. from Gainesville, Georgia.
Okay. Is he the entrepreneur?
No. Nobody is identified as a veteran, which is interesting.
Uh-huh.
There are probably some veterans among these guys, right? Mm. But this guy, he looks like an army guy.
Yeah, he does. He's pretty hot too, actually.
He is. I think this guy goes very far. Just based on his look mm-hmm. and his bio, mm-hmm. I think this guy's going to go very far.
All right. Early predictions.
Yeah. You can absolutely profile people on The Bachelorette. Oh, Matt S. This guy is interesting. He's 23, but he looks 38.
Why are these men so young?
23 is too young.
He's younger than her now, right? And she's already too young for this.
How old?
Nonsense.
She's 24, I think, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Get out of here. What man is ready to get engaged at age 23?
They're also...
In the year of our Lord, 2019.
You have a bunch of young men. It's just going to be, again, apes beating their chests. Like,
it's just a frat party.
A frat party.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This season is going to be a frat party.
Right. They're just raging testosterone.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Yeah, these guys, they seem kind of basic to me.
Right.
Like, just based on this photo gallery.
Right.
They just have very basic style. They're no LA guys.
No,
you know, nothing is trendy.
Like, you're also told, though, to wear simple clothing to those photo shoots.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm surprised they let in the guy with the Hawaiian shirt.
Well, they needed something to pop a little bit. But, you know, a lot of, you know, like blazers with T-shirts underneath.
Yeah.
You know, the basic Henleys. Uh-huh. One guy was wearing, Luke P. was wearing a Polo brand polo. I don't know. They just look very mid-2000s.
This is what happens when you don't release the bios. We're forced to look at the shirt logos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're like picking over everything.
I wish we could find like a Hollister logo. That's something we could really make fun of.
No Hollister, but I'm sure these guys got some Hollister in their closets. So there's two Connors, two Lukes, mm-hmm. Joe and Joey, two Matts and a Mateo, and two Tylers.
Cool.
Those are very bachelorette names.
Yes.
Connor, Tyler, Luke.
Not Mateo.
Not Mateo. Mm-hmm. So we're going to take a quick trip to Influencer Island. We're just going to check in who's doing, who's in the lead. Before the show starts, Cam is in the lead. As of right now, he's got 9,629 followers.
But he
was the one who got the rose. So that gives him an advantage.
Oh.
That may be more than an advantage on the show.
Mm-hmm.
That's the real advantage that he got from getting the first rose.
Yes.
He's got out in front on the Instagram game.
Yeah.
The least followers right now is Brian Bowles, who's the math teacher.
Why?
He's got 411. I think that'll change. I think people are going to like him.
Mm-hmm. So was that our trip to Influencer Island?
That's our trip to Influencer Island. We're going to leave Influencer Island, but it's going to take a while to get back. So we're going to take a break. Back in a moment. Okay, Jacqueline.
Hello.
You ready for a game?
Yeah.
We're playing Guess That Bachelorette. This is a game that our producer, Lisa, put together for us.
Okay.
I'm going to give you some clues, and you got to guess
who it was.
Who it is.
Okay.
Okay. First clue.
Okay.
She loves Jesus with her whole heart.
Hannah B.
That's Hannah B, baby.
It was the whole heart that gave it. Yeah.
Okay. Post-Bachelorette, she has pivoted to football commentary.
Rachel.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is good. You're doing good.
I know. Well, I have told you I'm a bachelor historian.
I like this next clue. We're just going to go off script a little bit. My next clue for Rachel would have been, she has, as far as I can tell, the best Spawn game of any bachelorette.
What's Spawn?
Spawn game? Sponsor content.
Oh.
Because she's got like name brands. She's got Bud Light. She does one for Vaseline. She's doing ads for Vaseline on Instagram.
Huh.
Interesting, right? Yeah, right?
She has the lowest following count.
Does she?
Yeah.
Huh.
I mean, it's because America's racist.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll just say it.
That's why.
Yeah, right.
Man, get it together.
Uh-huh.
Okay. She was a pre-med major at Baylor University, but now she does real estate.
I don't know.
Her fiance has a famous brother.
Oh, JoJo?
That's JoJo.
Okay.
Aaron Rodgers. I have a take that people get mad at me about for that, about real estate. My dad does real estate, so I don't even know if I want to say it. It's an easy way to make money.
Uh-huh. See, that's the take?
That's it.
Yeah.
One of the nicknames she goes by is AJ.
Is this an older one?
Getting there now.
Is she blonde?
No.
I don't know.
She has written two books.
Oh, Andy.
Andy Dorfman.
Okay.
This bachelorette has two kids, a daughter named Essex and a son named Fordham. Yes, this is Ashley Rosenbaum. Fordham.
My good friend has a child named Essex, and he's very angry.
Essex. It's a direction.
Obviously, there's a very New York names.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Essex Street.
Essex Street and Fordham Road and University.
Yeah. She worked at Facebook.
Really?
No, this is another person.
Oh, no, yeah. I don't know. Wow, I don't know. I'm so bad at this. I thought I was going to be good.
This was a big part of her story was that she worked at Facebook.
It was recent?
No, this was a long time ago.
Oh, I didn't watch it a long time ago.
Oh, well.
But you didn't watch it a long time.
It was Ali Fedotowsky.
She was the one I was guessing for AJ. It's like blonde.
Oh, yeah. Okay, two more.
Okay, it's my redemption.
She spoiled her own season on Snapchat.
Caitlin.
That was Caitlin Bristow. Mm-hmm. So this is good. You're getting them all in one shot. Last one.
Okay, I'm nervous.
Her Twitter header is still Joe Biden.
A recent one?
This is a recent one. Her favorite dog is the corgi.
Oh, Becca.
This is Becca.
Okay.
How's Becca do it?
I don't know, actually. I haven't talked to her in a while.
Yeah?
Yeah, but Becca's wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's going to be on the Bachelorette reunion show. It's going to air.
What's a reunion show?
Oh, they did a Bachelorette reunion show.
What does that mean?
They got all the Bachelorettes together. They went back to the mansion and hung out.
Oh, so it's like a single episode thing?
Yeah. Like a special, like a 15th anniversary special.
Is this going to be part of Hannah season?
It airs on Monday. So when you're hearing this, it will have aired the night before.
What's the point of it? Is there a plot line or is it just, we're just checking in with them?
Just checking in.
Oh, okay.
I'm probably not going to watch it.
Yeah, I'm definitely not going to watch it.
If you're hearing this on Tuesday, we didn't watch it.
We did not.
So this is something to note for this season.
Uh-huh.
It's a very compressed production schedule.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's bananas.
Yeah. So according to Reality Steve, the finale will probably be filmed later this week.
Okay.
Which means they wrap just a couple of days before the premiere.
Mm-hmm.
And May 13th, which is when it premieres, that's the earliest it's ever premiered.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Since they started airing in the spring. And Becca's premiere was May 28th last year. So they had, you know, 2 more weeks of prep.
I wonder what the decision was.
Yeah, why they're doing it so tight.
Yeah. Did it have anything to do with Paradise or like was there? Okay.
Yeah, who knows? But it's wild that they took 2 weeks out of their production schedule. I wonder if that will affect it at all. Like editing will be a little looser. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. They keep, like these shows do not get fully edited until like the day before they're released.
Yeah.
In one sense, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Now they really have to do it because things change in the real world so quickly. Like, you know, the first episode of Ari's season was focusing more on Becca and not at all on Lauren. And then they had to switch that like mid-season. So it makes sense to do editing last minute, I guess. But
yeah. Yeah. I wonder how much it changes, how much it's the narrative is, you know, kind of set. Like they know what they're going to show.
Right.
How much they tweak as the, you know, as it goes on. That's something they are not going to talk about. Okay. So do we have any predictions? Do you think she'll get engaged?
Yes, I do think she will get engaged.
I think she'll get engaged. Will there be any fist fights?
Yes, maybe. I mean,
they always show an ambulance in every teaser.
Right.
But then nobody ever actually goes in the ambulance.
Thing is, though, alcohol use is going to be down because now they control it. So there are some factors.
They still drink pretty heavily, though, right?
It's maxed to an hour.
That's still a lot.
Yeah, it is still a lot. If you're a dude, I mean that.
Yeah.
Like no one got wasted on my season.
Yeah.
My season was pretty, I think, fairly mature though. Yeah. In general, but did we see on Becca's season were there any fist fights? You know, opening night we would always have someone like ripping off their clothes and jumping in the pool, and then having to go home.
Yeah.
Or someone like falling off the platform at the rose ceremony.
right. Yeah. I don't know if anybody got like sloppy drunk. During Becca's, nobody got sloppy drunk.
Yeah, so those days are over.
Yeah.
You literally can't get sloppy drunk because they will pull you away and like talk to you. No.
I think that's a good thing.
It is a good thing, objectively. Even for a viewer, like it's not that fun to watch.
Yeah. No, it's not. It's like, I find it very like secondhand embarrassing in a way. People who are too drunk in public is embarrassing.
Yeah.
Secondhand to me in a way that other things are not. I don't know.
Yeah, it's not much of a problem either. They get wasted and then, so now you can't have a reasonable conversation and now your career is kind of damaged for the rest of your life.
Yeah. You don't want to be the sloppy drunk guy. They're looking out for these people.
No entrepreneurs, no sloppy drunk.
Do you think she will cry in every episode or just most episodes?
Well, she's 100% crying every week in reality. So it's just what they choose to show. That's not a dig at her. That's how it works.
That's how it works. Mm-hmm. It's a very emotionally fraught process. Mm-hmm. You know what else is an emotionally fraught process?
What?
Podcasting, baby!
We're back!
Please. Rate, review, and subscribe. It's good to be back. I'm Liam Matthews.
I'm Jacqueline Trumbull.
This has been a beautiful podcast, Fall in Love. We'll be here every week. Bye.
Whether it's a new Netflix original, the latest season of a long-running network drama, or a reevaluation of a legendary comedy series, TV Guide is the place for fans to come and find out about their favorite shows and movies. And with our help, discover some new favorites as well. From our Watch This Now recommendations and newsletter to our WTF Just Happened video series, TV Guide is the premier hub for people who love TV as much as we all do to come and hang out. Visit us at tvguide.com, follow us on social media at TV Guide, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/TV Guide, for all this great free content. And let us help you find your next binge.